Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up!
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Oh my God. Are you kidding me? It's already June 9, 2015. Where you been, child? Where you been? Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday podcast. Back and better than ever. I'd be lying to you if I told you that I wasn't down and out for a couple of days. But I don't lie to my loyal podcast listeners. At least not as much as you think I do. Anyway, hey, it's great to be back in the studio. Wow. Had the flu for a couple days. Craziest thing. Before I get started, let me just also remind you, you don't tell the marketplace about your problems. You tell your doctor about your problems. You tell the marketplace about where you're going. However, because we're family, I'm going to tell you about my problems so you can hopefully identify. And more importantly, share with you how to plow through. Sometimes when you're just not feeling your best, isn't it funny where people are like, you know, I didn't do that because I just wasn't feeling it yesterday. I wasn't feeling good yesterday. I mean, it was feeling really. Who the hell does feel good every day? Man, I'm 47 years old. The end of this month, you ain't gonna wake up with some aches and pains. You got to plow through it, man. Sunday, I came back from the gym. Sunday, I had a revelation. God, I got so much to talk about. I may do like 700 podcasts this morning because I've got so much to talk about. And I haven't talked for a week. You know what it's like when you talk so much, so fast, so often, and you don't talk for a week? My God, it's crazy. Went to the gym Sunday, and I made the decision. I'm calling a local men's fitness magazine photographer, not the men's fitness magazine, so don't get yourself all excited, ladies. I called a local men's fitness photographer, and I've scheduled my date. Actually, we didn't come up with a date, but I've called, put a message in, for my Every Day is Saturday body photo shoot. Because when you put it on paper, then you own it. There's no backing out. I guess I could cancel it if I could schedule and say, hey, I don't want to do it now because I'm still fat, out of shape, lethargic, and I look like somebody poured me into a chair. But I can't do that. See, I'm so close to my Every Day Saturday body, weighing in at 188 this morning. But 188, when you got this much muscle that you've been building since January 4th, it's equivalent to about 180. Of if you were just going on this stupid low-calorie diet or, you know, you want to know something. You want to meet somebody that knows nothing about exercise and fitness. It's the individual who counts calories, okay? It's the individual who says, you know, I'm a 46-year-old male, and I burn, just by sitting down using a remote control, 1,500 calories a day. So I'm going to eat 1,000 calories a day. And I'm going to shrivel up and look like one of those National Geographic photos. And then I'm going to weigh 160 and my waist will go from a 39 to a 29. And I'm going to just be lethargic, tired, miserable, barely get out of bed and have enough energy to barely tip a glass of water into my mouth. But my waist will be going down because I'm doing less calories than I'm putting into my body. Stupid, stupid, and more stupid. Look. You need calories. Here you go. Newsflash. Calories are energy. You need them. You need them to burn. You need them to exercise. You need the proper amount of fat, carbohydrates, and protein. You know what burns fat? Muscle burns fat. So get off your rusty duff. Put down the low-cal this and the low-cal that. Put the Diet Coke in the trash because it's doing absolutely nothing but ruining your body, okay? Get to the gym. You got 30 minutes. Everybody's on Facebook. Look at me, selfie. Cha-ching. But you can't go to the gym for 30 minutes and build a little muscle that's going to burn a lot of fat. Do you have your gallon of water sitting next to you right now? What are you doing? Why are you not drinking a gallon of water? I met an individual when I was in L.A. last week, podcast listener, like, Sam, do you really? I listen to your podcast. Do you really drink a gallon of water? No, I don't, actually. I drink 2 gallons of water every day. That's how I lose weight. You want to lose weight and get your body hydrated and feeling better than ever? Drink a gallon of water. And it's not as bad as, I mean, my God, you would think we were talking about drinking a gallon of gasoline. I mean, we're talking about water, for crying out loud. We're talking about water. I'm invoking my inner Allen Iverson. We're talking about water, man. Water. Okay? If you can't drink a gallon of water, it's 124 ounces or something like that. What is 64? 128 ounces or 64 ounces in a half gallon, 32 ounces in a quart. Why don't you do this, okay? If you're afraid of drinking all that water because I'm going to have to pee a lot and I don't want to have to keep running to the bathroom, okay, why don't you drink a quart of water in the first couple hours of your day? That's nothing. It's 32 ounces of water. It's not a big deal, okay? And that would be 1/4 of this gallon jug you're walking around with. And if you feel embarrassed walking around with your gallon jug, get the biggest container, whether it's 20 ounces, 40 ounces, 60 ounces, whatever. A quart would be easy to do, because then once you're done, you fill it up. You drink your quart in the first couple hours of the day. So let's say between 8 and 10. Take a break, okay? Because we're talking about water. We're talking about water, okay? And then at like 11, between 11 and 1, drink your second quart of water, all right, and take a break, okay, because you don't want to wet your pants. And then between like 2 and 4, drink your third quart of water. See where we're going with this thing? And then wrap it all up at the end of the day, maybe stop around 7 so you don't have to wake up like a 90-year-old man, okay, in the middle of the night and have to use the restroom all the time. And there's your gallon of water. Or you could be like me and just chug a gallon of water before 9 a.m. That's what I do. Drink a gallon. I just tip the gallon of water and I just start drinking. And I drink and I drink and I don't stop. And I just chug it until my but that's me. That's me. I've got an insane type A personality. If somebody tells me to do it and I want to do it, it's the opposite of my boss. It's actually something I want to do, then I'll do it like my dog does stuff, you know, like here's a bone and she just like devours the bone. Okay. And that's what I do with a gallon of water. Then when I go to the gym, it's amazing when you go to the gym, you want water. Like you are, when you're working out and you're lifting weights or you're biking, I got emails. My buddy Blake just sent me a YouTube video. Yesterday was testimonial week as well. I got a bunch of unsolicited testimonials from people. I got Blake and I'll Dustin. I got people I got to give shouts out to on this week's show, because just a ton of people sending me these unsolicited testimonials for this show, for the Everyday Saturday podcast. So Blake said he listens when he's biking, you know. So if you're riding the bike, you're on the treadmill, you're lifting weight, you are jonesing for a gallon of water, and you're drinking it, and you're drinking it, and you're not, you don't got this little cheesy 8-ounce cup or something. You're walking around with the gym. I see these people with like a bottle of water. Like bottle, you know, like those, I don't know, 12-ounce bottles that you get out of the vending machine. Come on, man. You're firing through that thing like every 5 seconds. You got to go over to the water fountain, fill it up, water fountain, fill it up. Just bring a gallon jug to the gym with you and just start chugging that thing, man, in between breaks of your workout. So I know how I got on this topic, because I was talking about when I caught something at the gym on Sunday. I was in the middle of a major boot camp video, because I am in the process of scheduling my photog shooting, and I think I'm just going to use the caption. I'm going to pick this up on the next podcast, but I think I'm going to use the caption, I'm a 47-year-old father of 4. What's your excuse? Oh, you know how many people that's going to piss off? I'm a 47-year-old father of 4. What's your excuse? And I got nothing on except my shorts, man. And I'm just going to flex it out. And I don't care, because I ain't out there to impress anybody. I'm out there to impress upon everybody that your best days, they haven't even happened yet. Your best days, they haven't even happened yet. So come on, child. We're back and better than ever on the Everyday Saturday podcast. Coming back with another show with Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Everyday is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day Is Saturday.